This is a, this goes to Cheryl Lobert, L-O-U-B-E-R-T, M-D. Fax. Just leave the fax blank, and it is regarding Rosalie, R-O-S-A-L-I-E, last name is Fontana, F like Frank, O, N like November, T like Tom, A, N like November, A, hyphen, K like kangaroo, O, B like boy, E, I, S, S, I. Date of birth 2/18 of 1964. Dear Dr. Lobert, this is a telemedicine consultation for Mrs. Fontana Cobesi for evaluation of stage 4 chronic kidney disease. She was originally referred back at the beginning of this year, 2022, while she was a nursing home resident in St. Louis at Riverside Healthcare Center. The patient did not stay there long enough to have a consultation at that time. She was discharged and went home to an apartment where she currently resides with her disabled son who suffers from Asperger syndrome. Apparently he helps in her care, and she has enrolled in PACE as of May 19th of this year. The patient is not ambulatory. She's bedbound in a hospital bed and very medically noncompliant. She is able to give a fair history. She states that she had a severe case of COVID right after the virus originally came out back in 2020. She was hospitalized with severe respiratory distress. She does not believe she required intubation, but she has been medically disabled ever since she developed COVID, and she's been bedbound, basically. She is getting some physical therapy currently, and she states she was able to go outside for a brief period of time yesterday. Otherwise, she's still very medically in poor condition. And she does go to the ALMA emergency department very frequently. She's not been recently admitted, though. She suffers from poorly controlled type 2 diabetes for many years and high blood pressure. She has chronic severe edema and urinary retention with a history of kidney stones and urinary tract infections. She also has had a history of a heart attack and blood clots in legs and lungs, and she's oxygen dependent with oxygen at 2 liters per nasal cannula. She gets short of breath with almost any exertion and sleeps at least at a 45-degree angle in her hospital bed. She states she's unable to sit up in a chair for more than 45 minutes before being completely out of breath and needing to lay down again in the bed. She denies headaches or dizziness. She's morbidly obese. She has a history of congestive heart failure and chronic anemia, chronic pain, and generalized medical noncompliance. Past medical history, type 2 diabetes for many years, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, constipation, debility, urinary retention, history of UTIs, history of kidney stones, severe COVID infection in 2020, which she never recovered from, myocardial infarction, blood clots in the legs and lungs, anemia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, osteoarthritis of multiple joints, COPD. Past surgical history, she had a bowel resection done to correct a twisted bowel. She reports that she did not have to have any bowel removed at that time. She's had 2 cesarean sections, laser eye surgery, and a tonsillectomy. Social history, the patient is a widow for the last 2 years. She lives with her son. She moved up from the Detroit area up to St. Louis area to be closer to her son. He is disabled with high-functioning autism. She has never smoked cigarettes and denies the use of alcohol or illicit drugs. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, cancer, and substance abuse. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Physical examination. The patient is alert and oriented. She has her oxygen in place. The nasal cannula is on. She's having trouble hearing through the computer. Her height is 65 inches, weight 340 pounds, temperature 97.5, pulse 83, respirations 20, oxygen saturation is 96% on 2 liters of nasal cannula oxygen. Blood pressure is 154 over 80. In labs and diagnostic testing, the patient had a CT of the abdomen and pelvis without contrast for kidney stone. That was 12/7 of 2021. It did show mild bilateral nephrolithiasis with mild inflammatory changes in both kidneys, no hydronephrosis, and no perinephric fluid collection. She had some nonspecific bladder thickening and that may have indicated a mild cystitis. She had gallstones noted and a right cardiac hiatal hernia, also constipation. In lab, most recent lab studies were done July 14th of 2022. Her creatinine is 2.3, which is stable. She does range between 1.9 and 2.6, and we have levels going back to October 13th of 2021. Her current hemoglobin is 11.8, white count is 12.5, normal platelets, calcium 8.4, sodium is 140, potassium 3.3, carbon dioxide 24, amylase 31, lipase is 39. Albumin 419 of 2022 was low at 2.9. The patient is incontinent of urine, so we're unable to get a 24-hour urine collection, but our last year analysis was done 3-2 of 2022. It did show 50-plus glucose, 1-plus blood, 100-plus protein. Actually, this was a catheterized specimen. She did have 4-plus bacteria. Drug allergies. The patient is allergic to Zantac, C-Clor, Diflucan, and Augmentin, Levaquin, Pepcid, and Zantac. Also eggs. And she's lactose intolerant. Medications. She is on nystatin powder for her rash for 2 weeks. Regular insulin per sliding scale, Lantus insulin, 45 units once daily. Actually, it's 50 units once daily. Colace is 100 milligram once daily. Miralax, 17 gram once daily. Zofran, 4 milligram every 8 hours as needed for nausea. She has not needed that recently. She has lactulose, 10 gram and 15 mLs. She would take 15 mLs, PRN, severe constipation, but she has not used that recently either. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease, secondary to years of uncontrolled type 2 diabetes. Her last hemoglobin A1C was greater than 10, hypertension, chronic, and her severe debility. Also, the history of UTIs and kidney stones have contributed to this. We would like to have the patient continue to have monthly lab studies done We're going to send an order to PACE, and they can have those labs done monthly. We are going to schedule her for a recheck visit in person in this office, and we're going to ask her to have an ambulance transport here for further evaluation. And we hope to do that within the next 1 to 2 months. Prognosis is very guarded for this patient. Further evaluation will be forwarded once she has had a face-to-face visit in our office. The patient was also evaluated by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.